We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Chesam and Aleph, and we're beginning the last word on Samach Zayin on Beis. There was a Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan also supported Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that a Balkari, even though it's not a, such a Chomer de Gatoma, but it's still more Chomer, Legabi going out of the Machna, the same din as a Zav, and you have to be sent out of two Machnas, both Machna Shechina and Machna Levia. Masheket Tomei Meis only gets sent out of Machna Shechina. But Abba Keri gets sent out of Machna Shechina and Machna Levi, and it was a chiddush, because even though Tomei Meis is more chamer, Tomei Meis is 7 days, Abba Keri is only 1 day. Bishlam is Zav, Zav is Tomei 7 days, but Abba Keri is a chiddush, so the Gemara Darshan from Vechol Zav, and it's supported Rabbi Yechanan Shita holds that Abba Keri Mishaleya Chutz L'Shtei Machnas. The Gemara is going to ask kashas on that. Meisve. So it said in the beginning of this Mishnah, which we learned yesterday, that it says Balkari is like a Magasheretz. The Gemara thought maybe Balkari can Magasheretz means just like a Magasheretz only goes out of one Machna, Machna Shechina, same thing Balkari. The Gemara says, no, it means a Gavri Tumas Erev. That's what it's, the Gemara asks, that's not a Chiddush. The Gemara answers, it means that it's not Metama, but that it is Metama Ba'inus, just like Magasheretz. Then we have another Kash from the end of that Mishnah. Meisvei, Boyal Nida. The Halacha is, someone was Boyal Nida, he becomes Tommy for 7 days, just like the Nida. So Boel Nida, Tommy Meis, has the same thing as Tommy Meis. So what does that mean? Lamai. Ilei Melu Tumasam. If it means for the Din Tumah that 7 days, Hay Tumah Shivak Sivay, Hay Tumah Shivak Sivay. It's not a Chiddush. It's a first in the Pasuk. That this is Tumah Shiva, this is Tumah Shiva, this is 7 days, this is 7 days. Elah, Avel Lamachanusam. It's come and teach us that Boel Nida goes out of the same Machna as Tommy Meis, which means they both have to leave the Machna Shechina. And what's the kasha? When we the sefer lemachanusam, if the sefer is Boel Nida Tommy Meis is talking about the machana, a reish nami lemachanusam. The reish also that says Balkari kemagasheretz prav is also talking about machana. And if so, it would turn out Balkari only has to go out one machana, because if they're talking about machanas, it says Balkari is kemagasheretz. So tomorrow, no, midi iriyah hakadis vagadis. So don't compare the reish when it says Balkari kemagasheretz is referring to tumah ba'inus. And Boel Nida Ketomei Meis is referring to Machna. Don't ask a kasha on that. Meisve, try not a kasha, Meisve. It says, Mitzayra Chomer Mezav. Mitzayra, we know, is more Chomer than Zav. We had yesterday. The reason is because it has Priya, Frima, all those things. It's more Chomer than Zav. And Mezav Chomer Tomei Meis. And Zav is more Chomer from Tomei Meis. And therefore, each of their Machna is commiserate with their Chomerah. Mitzari goes out of all three machnas, Zav out of two, and Tomei Meis out of one. And the bride says, Yotze Balkari, Shetomei Meis Chomer Menu. It does exclude Balkari where Tomei Meis is more Chomer than it. What does that mean? Ma Yotze. What do those words mean of this bride? Ma Yotze. Lav, Yotze Mechal Zav, Oval Lechal Tomei Meis. Da Tomei Meis Chomer Menu. Umutem Machna Leviya. Don't you read the bride like this? It says, Yotze Balkari is not like a Zav, and there, since Tomei Meis is more Chomer, only goes out of one Machna. That's what's coming to tell us. I'll read it inside. It says, doesn't it mean, my Yotze, Lav Yotze Mechal Zav, he's not like a Zav, Ubal Lechal Tomei Meis, he's like a Tomei Meis, why to Tomei Meis Chomenu, Umut Machna Leviya, so he for sure is. So it's a Raya that in Balkari is Mut Machna Leviya, it's a Kasha of Yechanan. The Gemara answers, Loi, Yotze Machna Tomei Meis, Benich Machna Zav. You read like the opposite. He says, Yotze, he's different than the what its chumrah should be, and it's different than Tomei Meis, and it has to go out of Machna Leviya just like a Zav. Yotze Machna Tomei Meis, Vinichz Machna Zav, Afagav Tomei Meis Chomer Menu, Umutu Machna Leviya, even though that's more chumrah, and Umutu Machna Leviya, Tomei Meis, still, L'may Yodami Lei, Midamina Lei. Since we learn out Zav, V'chol Zav, to Balkari, and said by Tomei's V'chol Tomei's that's coming to Marv and Magasheretz, each one's doimer to what it is. Zav is doimer, the Balkari is doimer to Zav, because what it's Meguf for you. Therefore, V'chol Zav is being Marveh, V'chol Zav is being Marveh on Balkari. And by Meis, V'chol Tomei Meis is being Marveh Magasheretz, because that's doimer to it. So, Echanami, you're right, Tomei Meis is more Chomer than Balkari. Well, Maisa, it's learned from the Pasuk, V'chol Zav, the Maid Dominlei, that teaches us that you have to go out of the Machna Leviya as well. Something more about it. Tony Talakamei Rav Yitzchak Avdim. We have another brayser here, and this brayser also supports Rav Yechon and Shita that a Balkari goes out of two Machnas. It says in the pasuk in Parashas Kiseitze, it says Ki Yeh B'cha Ish Ashalo Yeh Tar Mikur Laila, which means he sees Kari. The Yotza B'chutz La Machna Lo Yavi Otaycha Machna. It says he has to go out of the Machna Lo Yavi Otaycha Machna. And the Brisa Darshan is the Pesukim like this. He has to leave the Machna Shchina. Lo yovei al teicha Machna, he should have come into the Machna, so Machna Leviyah. And can you see from here, Lebal Keresh Yoitzah Chutz L'Shtei Machna. So you go out of both Machnas. So this price was set in front of Yitzhak Avdimir. He says, you know, I hear you, Drosha, but it doesn't make any sense. Because the way it's set up doesn't make sense. Amalei, Akati lo yalita afikte. How do you hear what he says? The pasuk says that the yotzam chutz machna, which means he has to go out of machna shchina, and you didn't say that going into machna. You didn't say where he went out of machna shchina. Where did he go? But it says already lo yovei tach machna. So it didn't say akati lo yalite. It didn't say about going into it into the machna levia. You already left the machna levia, and now you can't go back into the machna levia. What?
Where do you leave
Machna Leviyah? No, Machna Leviyah surrounds Machna Shchina. So it says, the first pasuk that says, V'yotza M'chutz Machna means Zu Machna Shchina. You have to leave Machna Shchina. Now where do you go? Into Machna Leviyah? If you went into Machna Leviyah, it doesn't make the sense, Lo Yovei Al Teicha Machna. You're there now. So he says, the Gemara's kasha basically is, where are you now? You must be in the Machna Leviyah. So he says, just get out of Machna Leviyah. Why did I say next pasuk, Lo Yovei Al Teicha Machna? Let next part of the pasuk, Lo Yovei Al Teicha Machna. The Gemara have two versions of the same question. Only Kati Lo Yalite Afikte, you didn't go in yet, and you're already out of it. Lishna Achrina Kati Lo Afikte, which is easier to understand, he's saying you didn't leave yet Machna Leviya Alite, you're telling me now to go back in? The Gemara's kasha is that the drushes don't add up in the order, chronological order. It doesn't matter. V'yotza Mechutz Machna, which means Machna Shchina, Lo Yovei Tach Machna, don't go into Machna Leviya. I was just in the Machna Shchina, and I said you have to go out, so go, obviously going in the Machna Leviya, go out of Machna Leviya, you said. It's Shevi Yotza Mishtei Machnas. So Gemara says, you're right, El Eimo Mechutz Machnas Machna Leviya. It means like this. But Yotza Mechutz Machna means leave the Machna Leviya. And when you're leaving, go the other way. Not into Lo Yovei Al Teicha Machna. Don't go into the Machna Shchina. Zu Machna Shchina. So you have to switch around the Drasha. Rashi speaks out that if it didn't say, once it says that you can't go into Machna Leviya, obviously you can't go into Machna Shchina. He's saying, only said one pasuk, so then I would just taitch it by Machna Shchina. Since there's two psukim, then we have a right to taitch it for both things, Machna Leviya and Machna Shchina. That's how Rashi explained. Only said one pasuk, I would just say Machna Shchina. Now it says two psukim, we know it has to go out of Machna Shchina and Machna Leviya. Zokta Gemara, Maskul Ravina, Eima, Eidvi, the Machna Shchina. Maybe both of them mean you have to leave the Machna Shchina. Which is a weird machna where the smikdash is, you have to leave that. The yotzah mechutz machna, yovei tach machna, both talking machna shchina. I want you to psukim. But lavelo vasei v'lo yisase. One's the asei, which is the yotzah mechutz machna. The other one's lo yovei tach machna, is a loisase. Maybe they're both doing the same thing, but yisase v'lo yisase. So if that was the case, it became lema krov, the yotzah mechutz machna, the yovei tach. It just say, the yotzah mechutz machna, the yovei tach. And we know we're talking about the machna. Why is it a machna lomali? There's another machna here, and that teaches us the ma'isa that you have to go out of both machnas. It supports Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and this is how we paskin that a Baal Keri has to go out of two machnas. And we spoke at yesterday the Meshech Chochma who handles how could they even be married, all the Levim. We said that the Levim's tents were on the outskirts of Machna Levim. Zokta Gemara Vayta. It says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a Karban Pesach brought on Shabbos. And it says, which Avodas are Deiche Shabbos? It says, Pashat Shchita and Zrika are Deiche Shabbos. It says, this is a Michu Krava Vaktaras Chalava. Michu Krava means you clean out the intestines. And then Vaktaras Chalava, and you can mark there the Imurim. That's all Deiche Shabbos. But it says that Vitzolet and Hadachas Krava are not Deiche Shabbos. So Mara wants to know taich basically, what's taich of Michu Krava? Michu Krava, my Michu Krava. Rav Huna Omar, Shemenak von Besakin. What you do is, you make a hole in the intestines with a knife, and then everything leaks out, and that's how you get rid of all the garbage inside the intestines. Chia Barav Omar, Shirka Demeaya, Denavka Agavduchka Desakina. He says, you're leaving that allowed to do more. You're allowed to even press it down, squeeze out all the stuff from inside it. More than just making holes in it, you can press down the knife on it and get everything out. Now, Bishlan, through the first pshat, Michui is a lotion of something that's melted. It's lotion like we have a pasuk, Memachav Shoifech, and we have four in the Gemara. Now, this is the Mishnah lotion, Memachav Shoifech, we had before the Gemara, Hemchov, Gemal, That's one pshat Rashi. Michui means either melted or michui also timcha zeicha malek, which means make a hole in it. But if you have a second pshat, where's where michui come to shirka the me'ayah, which means the garbage of the me'ayim that you press it out? Where do you see the word michui to mean that? So Gemara says, Omar Rav Elazar, my time the chiyav Rav. What's the reason of chiyav Rav? Darshes michui to mean that? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'ra'u kevasim kedavram v'charvois meichim garim yechelu. And we darshin and we type this pasuk. Rav Yosef said that targum is possible with this. My mashma, kim targum Rav Yosef nechseim derashia v'charvois meichim means the properties of the rishon tzadika yachsenun. The tzadikim la'asa lavai will be yairish them. So we see the word meichim means rishon. So you see, it means davar rav, a sonui. That's, you know, michu krav means the garbage inside the kravav, because the word meichim means rishon. That's the way Rash learns it. Mashal is different pshat. That's the way Rash learns meichim means rishon. Once we mention the pasuk, we go into a little gata and explain the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk beginning says, talking about la'asa lavai, v'ra'u kvasim kedavram. And the word kvasim means the Klal Yisrael. V'ra'u kvasim kedavram, like I told you. That's the Gemara's dashing right now. Amar Rav Nashi Bar Yehiyah, Amar Rav, kimadubavam. My kimadubavam, what was said by them? Amar Abaye, v'charoves meichim garam yechelu. The end of the pasuk. And the pasuk reads like this. V'ra'u kvasim kedavram, and the Klal Yisrael be yerish to goyim, like I told you. What I tell you, v'charoves meichim garam yechelu, that the chasim of the rishon you will eat. That's how Abai teaches it. Only Rava, v'shlam k'siv v'charova is good damnus. If it didn't say v'charoves, v'charoves, it would mean like this: v'rol kvasim kedavram. What did I say? Charoves meichim garam yechelu. Now it says v'charoves, so it sounds like a new thing. Only Rava, v'shlam k'siv v'charoves k'kamis. I was to say v'charoves milsachritikam. It's a new thing. So what's pshat in the pasuk? El Morava, Kedrav Chanan El Morav. El Morav Chanan El Morav. Asidim Tzadikim Sheyichyu Es Hameisim. Los Lavoi Tzadikim will have the koyach Timchai Hameisim. How do we know? Because we're going to show that the word Viru has Shaykhis to Tchias Hameisim. Kuxiv Hacha Viru Kvasim Kedavram. Kuxiv Hasam and says over there Yiru Basham V'Gilad Kimei Olam. And we're going to show this pasuk is talking about people who were Mechayim Mesim. And Kedavra means, Veru Kvasim Kedavra means, you're going to be able to Mechayim Mesim like it's said by other Gedolim. Who is that? Elisha and Yohanavi. Yiru Boshon and Gilak Merilam. Boshon is Elisha. Habaman Boshon. The Shnema says in the Pasuk. Vayani Veshafat to be Boshon. Vixiv. Pa Yalisha Ven Shafat. As you say, Yo. So you see, when it says the word Shafat, it's referring to Elisha, and it says the word Basham, and Yiru Basham and Gilad, so Basham means Elisha. And the pasuk is Yiru, so Ru'u Kvasim. Hanu Gilad means Eliyahu Navi. Gilad is Eliyahu. Shnema v'yem Eliyahu HaTishbi Metoishvei Gilad. You know, we say Eliyahu HaGiladi. Metoishvei Gilad. So like upon him, we learn from this pasuk, Ru'u to Yiru, it teaches us that they're going to be mechay, be able to mechay meisim, the koyach to mechay meisim. And the Gemara brings another pasuk. Amar Rav Shmuel Baruch Meir Yonason, a little more famous pasuk was the song. Asidim tzdikim sheyichyu meisim, shenema oid yeshvu zekeinim uzekeinois, b'rechay bais Yerushalayim ve'ish meshanta v'yadai. There'll be zekeinim v'zekeinois in the streets of Yerushalayim, ish meshanta v'yadai, each one with a stick in his hand, meroy v'yamim, because it's old. V'chziv, and it says by either Elisha or Yonavi, I think it's by Elisha. V'samta mishantia pnei ha'nar. This is by Isha Hashanamis. Put my staff on the face of the nar. So you see, mishanta ha'shaiches to tchias meisim. And it says, los lovi ish mishanta ha'viyadah. What's it doing there? What? Because it says, each one is a staff in the hand. What's the staff for? Pasuk of Elisha, put the staff on pnei ha'nar, who died. That was the quote of tchias meisim. That pasuk is talking about Tchias Meisim, where the Isha Shanamis had a baby and he died for 3 years. And they ran to Gehazi, they ran to Elisha, and Elisha told the Gehazi to go ahead and put the staff on his face. So you see, Meshanta Shaykh is Tchias Meisim. Ula Rami, Ula says a stira. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, La'as Alava, Bila Hamavas Anetzach. The Malach Hamavas would swallow it up forever. We know Malach Hamavas. Another pasuk says, "V'ksiv ki anar ben meya shana yomos." Another pasuk says, "If a person dies 100 years, it'll be like a child died." So it means there will be death, but people will live much longer. So it's theory. On one hand, it says no one's going to die. On the other hand, it says you're going to die. People will die. They'll live longer, they'll die. Like Hasha, Kam Yisrael, Kam Ba'akum. By Allah's love, Yisrael will live forever, but Akum will die. By Bechav, my Baha. So what are Goyim doing there? The Chsiv, and for tomorrow, you know why? The Goyim are going to be our servants. The Chsiv, Va'omdu Zorim. Zorim will get up, Arutz and Eichem, they'll take care of our sheep, our animals, our cattle. Uvnei Nechar, Achreichem, Kavechem. The Goyim will also be our farmers and our vineyard keepers. Salkapadim, so that's the answer. Kam Yisrael, Kam Be'Vechav. Rav Chista Rami. Ksiv, it says in one part, it says, V'chafra halavana busha achama. That the levana achama won't even shine anymore. We won't need it. They're going to be embarrassed compared to the Ar HaShchina. Ksiv, V'yar halavana ka Ar HaChama. The Ar HaChama will be like the Ar HaChama. V'Ar HaChama will be as strong as Shivasayim ka Ar Shivasayim. It will be 70 times 7 days of our Ar, which is 343 times our Ar. But you'll see, it'll be shining. It'll be shining very strong. So what's the stira? Like Kasha, Kan Le'Aba, Kan Le'Mais Mashiach. There's two times. There's Mais Mashiach and El Ma'Aba. Mais Mashiach is a time when we'll still be the regular human of a goofim, regular goofim, just they're going to be all these special things happening then. And one of the things will happen is that the sun will shine very bright. But La'asid Lavoi, which will either be more Olam HaNeshamos, or the guf will be mezukach at that time, then there won't be any sun. Everyone will be able to see with the ziv, zayar, amara, shchina, like Rashi says. So that's one source of Avi, one source of Shia. The Gemara of Shmuel, Da'ama, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, L'mai Shriach, L'shiv Malchus, Bavad, Shmuel holds that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be exactly the same like we have now, just it's going to be easier. We're not going to have Shiva and Malchias, maybe less problems at Panasa, and those type of things. But basically the world will be Olam Kim and Hagar. So then what's Pshat? You can't say that what's Pshat answer the Stira. Ma'ik Lameima. Because then the sun will shine regularly. So what's the answer to Stira? Ma'ik Lameima. Idvi Le'aba. Like Hasha, Kam Mach HaShchina will be only the Ar HaShchina. Kam Mach HaTzadikim, that will be the sum with 349 times what it is now. Rava Rami, Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Ani omes v'achaya." I kill and I make it back alive. It's b'tchias mesim. And then it says, "Ksiv mechasti v'ni erpa." And the pasuk says, "I hurt. I gave them a mum and I healed them. I hurt them and I healed them." So Freitag Mar hashtachuy mechaya. Lost loving and make tchias mesim. So Marpa lekolshkin. Of course, they get healed. They get tchias mesim. Elo amakars baruch hu. Don't read the pasuk like this. Ani omis, the people who are supposed to die, v'achaya, the new people who are being born. That's what he could have touched. So the Gemara says, just like mechatzdi v'ani erpa is in the same person, meimis v'achaya is the same person also. Elam akars baruch hu, ma'ashani meimis, the person I killed, ani mechaya, k'moyshim mechatzdi v'ani erpa. Tana upon the bright says in the first like this, ani omis v'achaya, yachom misa v'echad v'chayim v'echad, meimis misa with one person, v'chayim another person. You're going to bring him up. K'derach shayom layik. Tavav v'chasti v'ne'erpa, ma makeh refu v'echad, so makeh refu on the same person, af misa v'chayim v'echad, misa v'chayim also one person. Mekan tshuva lo'emir min tchias meisim v'atayra. This pasuk is a raya, min atayra, that there's such a thing called tchias meisim. The first pasuk, ani omis v'achaya, pasuk in Devarim, in Azinu. Zog to Gemara, tava achar, betchilo, adim v'shat. Betchilo ma'ashin imeim v'sim v'chaya. First what I'm going to do is do tchias meisim. Then the people who were born who were blind, couldn't walk. Then I'll heal them. The way Zakta Gemara feeds Pshat, the way Hashem took his medicine, the person's gonna get up the same way he was when he died. And then Hashem will be mapping. It's a two-step process. Shal is why. Zakta Medrash, that the reason is, since embraces Rabbi's Medrash, is that if the guy is born a new person, all healed, people will say, hey, you didn't do Tris Mason, that's a new person. But he wakes up with the same exact limp and the same exact mum. We go, oh, same person. Oh, tchias meisim. And also, when he gets healed, that's already a bigger nace. And you know who it is. And it's also, it brings out the nace more.